Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Sophia Loren.
Hubba
I knew you were going to say
hubba. Did you?
She's a 5-1 manifester on the left angle cross of the plane in the quarter of duality. Fourth color, left fixed, split definition, electromagnetic 35-36 with a conscious 19-49, with the 19 also being unconscious, and all of that split off from this electromagnetic 57-10.
Yep, what a trip. I mean, I remember her first movie I saw her in was El Cid. Has to be 1962 or 63, where she was, you know, this.
Hubba hubba.
Right. This sex, look at all the heat around her, and so 5-1, seductive. And yet, I thought, just looking at her design then, she never fell into the bimbo category. I think because of this dignity, 33rd gate, fourth line, dignity, you know, kind of a, and I think maybe being a manifester helps her.
Being a manifester. I also think this being on the left angle cross of the plane, there's this thing about just, you know, the material grace and just, you know, in the material. I mean, it's like, is she in the material or what? And she also says you have to be born a sex symbol. You don't become one. If you're born with it, you'll have it even when you're 100 years old. And she just, I mean, the reason we thought of her is she just received this award, you know, from the Academy, because she wasn't there in 1961 when she won her Oscar. So they were, you know, honoring her. I mean, she's 76 years old and she still is fabulous. I mean, just as she says, she's still the sex symbol. I mean, you know, she's really got it.
No, she has this presence, right? And, you know, 15th gate, this magnetism, aside from the defined solar plex. But I thought, this is a survivor. This is a person that's going to survive on the material plane, perfected form, 5710
well, you know,
survival.
She was an illegitimate child in Naples, living in the slums, you know, in wartime poverty. I mean, she said she never really had a childhood. I mean, so she really was a survivor. And the way that she survived, her mother was kind of wanting to be a movie star. So what she did was she put Sophia into beauty contests. Because, see, this was really, this was the way out for a woman. I mean, other than prostitution, it was like you could go, you know, into these beauty contests. So at 14, she was in a beauty contest. At 15, she was in another contest. This is when Carlo Ponti, he was one of the judges. He was 21 years older than her. He was this movie producer. He really saw what she had. He signed her to a contract. He began to groom her at that point. And really, it's like, her whole life is connected with him. I mean,
oh yeah, no, I can remember when they got married, and the thinking was, what is she doing with this old guy? I mean, could it be love? Well, he was going to help her survive for sure, you know?
It was love, though. I mean, it's it's like he's now dead, and that's one of the things that she's been asked, you know, is, you know, will she marry again? Well, and she's like, yeah, I'm never going to love anyone. I mean, she loved this man. There's no question about that. I mean, I think, you know, he was married at the time. He got a Mexican divorce, which the Catholic Church said, no, no, you're not really divorced. So they actually had to annul the marriage and wait 4 more years. Anyway, I mean, quite a process. Right. And, you know, for them to get married. And I think the other thing is this 1949 and this tribal part of her, that having children was so important to her. She had several miscarriages. She actually has 2 sons, but, you know, she was in bed for 9 months with each of them. I mean, again, you know, this kind of determination. And I think this being a manifester, right? It was like she was going to manifest this family regardless, you know, it didn't matter what she had to do, and that she could survive all of that, you know?
Right. No, you know, I agree. I'm sure she did love him, you know, that there was this love. And a lot of the love then is based on this very tribal, I don't want to just say security, but she's in the quarter of duality also. So very important for her to make these bonds.
Well, they had 5 electromagnetics, and you know, he was a 60 to her 3. you know, and he was a 59 to her 6. So, you know, just those alone, right? I think, I mean, that's part of you can part of what you can see is that she was really developed by him. I mean, he was older, he was wiser, right. He really helped her, you know.
Well, very funny, with the third gay fifth line twice, victimization.
Well, which
I mean, that's the projection on her.
But,
so when I'm saying, oh, here's this old guy taking advantage of the young starlet, really wasn't the case.
Well, it's also the line of the courage to stand by your own convictions.
Right.
And I'm sure, I mean, obviously, because he was already married, he was older, the marriage really didn't, you know, it had to be annulled. I mean, yeah, going through all of this and her, you know, standing by her man in that sense, right?
Oh, yeah, and here's, you know, a person as a manifester, but that cross, it's here to be productive and to work and to here to be in the world, and you have to take care of the world, you know, your worldly needs and, you know, food, shelter, stuff like that, the full refrigerator. And, you know, what is it? 18:3, the zealot, you know, we got to do what we have to do, clean house, perfected survival with the 36:5. And, you know, and keep those harmonic relationships.
Well, she has like 6 fifth lines and 6 second lines. I mean, you know, really. And that's actually one of the things I think, you know, after the initial, all of the flack about her marrying this guy and, you know, all of those problems. Very private in that way.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, 2 activations of that 33rd gate, you know, of privacy, dignity, and the ability to embrace in powerful forces with the second line, 33. And that was in her first nodal process.
Right,
you know?
I thought that was an interesting line, this powerful force, because obviously Ponte was a powerful force, and it really laid this foundation for the whole rest of her life, really. And that all happened in the first part of her life, right?
Oh, and she's still, I mean, we've seen her in movies,
she was in Porta Prede, but she was also in 9, in that musical, she was in 9. Mm. And, you know, so she's still acting.
Still staying busy.
You know, and like I say, just, I think she's the real embodiment of what it means to age as a really beautiful woman. I mean, you know, she wrote a book years ago about all of that, and, you know, she takes olive oil baths and this, and obviously genetically, you know, she really, she got way ahead of the game. But I think, you know, this real inspiration to women that it's possible to be, I think, so present as a woman. I mean, I think particularly today, she's even more inspiring in,
well, to
in that
carry
sense
it off. I mean, she
for
has
so
this
long, you know,
dignity about her.
Right.
Although, okay, you have this, she's really a hottie, right? And still to this day, very seductive. And yet, I really think the being a manifester and yet being so, you know, fifth line seductive and things like that. So there's this come here, stay away. She seduces you into seducing her. And, you know, that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
But that strength that comes from being a manifester.
You know, the other thing was that she was one of the first, you know, movie stars to do perfume, and she did glasses, you know, because she wears glasses, right? This whole thing about the material plane of being able to, you know, really survive and be very successful in the world.
Do what you gotta do.
Right.
Is what you could say that's her. And, you know, all left fixed. So this is all strategic. This is all any agenda. This is all, okay, what do we have to do? And this is what and fourth color, so what do I need? What is needed here?
And right, and you can see this you know, this narrowness in a certain way, right? It's like, you know, really sticking to the path of who she was and how she was, and that, you know, she was going to be a mother, you know, come hell or high water. That's probably was more important than anything. Obviously, you know, Ponte, having the life that he had and wanting to make movies, I mean, how perfect was it? She'll make movies too, right? But I think ultimately she was really fulfilled by having these children.
Right, that tribal. You know? I mean, that's her conscious definition, right. That 1949.
Right.
And, you know, and so it's the genetic survival, I think, really. And you know, the 5710 is survival, perfected form.
Mm-hmm.
But it's being acutely aware of what, you know.
And survival with more than just the bare minimum.
Oh, yeah,
which,
they
of
don't
want
to just get by.
You know, that's where she was born with nothing. I mean, she says that the two big advantages she had at birth were to have been born wise and to have been born in poverty. That it made a real difference in her life. I mean, and she also talked about that. It's like, if you're born into and live a life where there's a war, you're completely different than somebody that doesn't have that in their past, right? And obviously with this 35, 36 and all of these 33s, she didn't hide from her past. It's like, you know, she said everything you live through helps to make you the person you are now. And I think that's also part of what we see about her, this kind of emotional, you know, what she brought out in the movies, right? But this emotional life that she's lived.
Right, right.
The pain that was there, as well as the joy, you know, the memories from her past that really, I think, informed her deeply.
Right, right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough time.
Oh, but so much fun.
Yes. So say goodnight, Sophia.
Good night.